You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial, of course. And it is Tuesday. It is the 21st of June. We're whipping through June, aren't we? Let's take a look at a couple of things relevant to today's date in the world of entertainment. We're going to go back to 1732 to German composer Johann Christoph Friedrich Bach. He was born, and he was the ninth son of Johann Sebastian Bach, sometimes referred to as the Buchaberg Bach. Now, he was an outstanding virtuoso of the keyboard, with a reasonably wide repertoire of surviving works as well, including 20 symphonies, the latter ones influenced by Haydn and Mozart. Hardly a genre of musical music was neglected by him. And sticking with the classics, 1868, Richard Wagner's opera Die Meistersinger von Nuremberg, the Master Singers of Nuremberg, is premiered. And this was premiered in Munich.
Good morning, world. Hello.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
He gets up each morning and he goes downtown, where everyone's his boss, and he's lost in an angry land. He's a little
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Started off the morning back in 1962. That was with the Crystals and Uptown, a 1962 single, and that was on the Cashbox 100. The song peaked at number 10 on the Billboard charts, and Uptown reached number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 and 18 on the Billboard R&B side chart. They got into most of the charts, didn't they? 1962. That was followed on. We came forward. Natural fact, the original of that song, which is Love Is All Around, that goes back to 1967. It was released in 1967 by the English rock band The Troggs. And that came out though later by Wet Wet Wet, 1994. Richard Curtis approached the band about recording a cover song to the soundtrack of his film Four Weddings and a Funeral. The band got to pick between three choices of songs, the other two being I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor and Can't Smile Without You by Barry Manilow. Well, singer Marty Palo related that the decision to pick Love Is All Around was an easy choice because we knew that we could make it our own. Song which has a different introduction, of course, to the one from the Troggs version, that say was released in 1994, in May of 1994. Van Halen, and Why Can't This Be Love?
Yeah.
Van Halen's and Why Can't This Be Love. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you keep an eye on the time, we're 14 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. And what have we got lined up for you this morning? We could be having a guest later on, but I'll need to check with Yasmin a little bit later on when she gets into the studio. So we'll see about that. Apart from that, you meet the music, usual bits and pieces. We'll be checking in with Ingrid for our everyday story in Country Folk. And we'll be chatting with Yasmin, of course. And don't forget, our usual bits and pieces, 6.30. We'll look at some of the local news headlines. We'll look at in more detail later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. 7 o'clock, we'll look at some of the international news headlines for today's international business at 7.30. And, well, in between those two, we'll take a look at the weather. Which looks, by the way, looking out the studio window, it could be a nice day. I see quite a bit of blue, certainly more than I've seen for a while. So we can always live in hope, can't we? Of course we can. Actual fact, it sounds like I'm going to be rather busy this morning. Must be time for a lie down. Let's do this. Let's get you in the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Tuesday morning. And I tell you what have I got for? I've got Curtis Mayfield for you in the shower. Move over and move on up. Move on up is what this one's called.
Hush now, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on. Your destination, though you may find from time to time complication. Child, but just a move on up.
And there goes Curtis Mayfield, moving on up in your shower with you this morning. I tell you what. I'll tell you what won't get you out. There we go. Out of the shower you get on your way to wherever it is you're going. It looks like you are going to have a nice day today, which to say is going to be a nice change. Move on. I tell you, that was an absolutely perfect song. I mean, it was. We played it for what, just getting on, gone for 5 minutes. But in actual fact, the track is nearly 8 minutes long. I was able to go and get my razor, have a shave. Didn't pour myself a cup of coffee yet. Had my espresso, but I haven't had my other cup of coffee yet. I'll do that in a minute. So there we are. That's it. We are 20 minutes exactly, if you're keeping your eye on the time, after the hour of 6 o'clock. '74 was when The Sweet released that one. The Sweet, by the way, British glam rock band, rose to prominence in the 1970s. I say that one was 1974 as they started to go towards a more hard rock scene.
I can't sail my yacht. He's taking and I loved you, lived so pleasantly. Lived in life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, everything seems fine. My girlfriend's gone off with my car
and come back to her ma and pa,
telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty.
And now I'm sitting here, sipping on my ice cold beer, lazing on the sunny afternoon.
Help me sail away. Give me two good reasons why I ought to stay. 'Cause I loved you, lived so pleasantly, lived this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, everything is fine, because it's the summertime.
No mistaking that voice, is it? Mr. Tom Jones with the Space Staff and their version of Sunny Afternoon. As a cover, to be quite honest, I don't like it very much. Like this one, though. It's not a cover. Jerry Halliwell. Take us down to the bottom of the hour. Mi chico Latino.
I cannot keep it. It's just a whisper of a distant memory, just a dream, or so it seems. Take me back to the place that never be. You left the fire in my eyes that lightens up the darkest sky. I'm giving up, I'm letting go. I'll find my way. So take me back to my sweet La Vida, find my love, my Dolce Vita. Show me where I need to go. ¿Dónde está mi chico latino? La 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 la, ay 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 ay, la la la. Stolen moments, time is broken. Open to this lifelong mystery, and so I'll go with what I know. Take my chances and run with destiny. Now there's fire in my eyes. I break away and say goodbye. I'm free to be, I'm letting go. I'll find my way. So take me back to my sweet La Vida. Dolce Vita, show me where I need to go. ¿Dónde está mi chico latino? Que sueño, dulce y pequeño. Yo no sé, pero no es un cuento. Mi corazón con tormento. Chico latino, te quiero, o simplemente te sea. Yo lo sé, el camino es un sueño destino. Take me back to my sweet La Vida. Find my love, my Dolce Vita. Show me where
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Keeping an eye on the time, we're 29 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, taking a look at some of the local news that we will be looking at in more detail a little bit later on this morning. The Ministry of Health reported on Monday that 826 new infections were registered in the last 24 hours. And they say this is 317 cases less than yesterday, which is really quite irrelevant because it depends on the number of tests they did, really, doesn't it? So we'll see. One death is reported and one from a previous date is updated, which raises the accumulated number of deaths now to 8,325, while the lethality remains at 0.9%. Now, I did mention there that the 317 less cases is dependent on how many tests they did. Well, they did only 4,431 tests, and that gave us a positivity of 18.6%. Now, although that's come down slightly, not by very much. Active cases, they total 15,328. Now, that has dropped. That's throughout the country. In home isolation, there are 15,101 people, 227 hospitalized. Now, those in isolation, they're divided into 15,082 at home and 19 in the so-called hospital hotels. 194 patients are hospitalized in the wards and 33 in the intensive care units. In Panama, the application of anti-COVID doses in children from 6 months of age is being evaluated. The Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, reported on Monday. This after the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, authorized Pfizer and Moderna anti-COVID vaccines for children between 6 months and 5 years last Saturday. The United States Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, had already authorized its emergency use for this age group. Sucre did point out that in a period of 2 weeks, the arrival of the first shipment of these pediatric doses to the country could be finalized. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, will be evaluated in the United States in the coming weeks after he was diagnosed with myelodysplastic syndrome, the presidency reported on Monday. Now, according to a statement from the Presidency of the Republic, the last blood test carried out by the President at the end of May showed that everything was fine, with the exception of a decrease in hemoglobin and white blood cell count. On Thursday, 16th of June, President Cortizo and his wife, Yasmin Colón de Cortizo, met with their doctors Francesi and Diaz, who reported that the diagnosis corresponded to an intermediate risk of myelodysplastic syndrome. The Public Ministry reported that the hearing of 27 people related to the Blue Apple case, scheduled for this Monday, was suspended and should take place now on the 18th of August. It was reported that judicial assistance was awaiting notification of two defendants who were outside the country, in this case Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares and Ricardo Alberto Martinelli Linares, who are serving a 36-month prison sentence in the United States related to the Odebrecht case. when the information did not arrive, the judge, Baloisa Martinez, decided to suspend the hearing, and it will be at 10 a.m. on the 16th of August, which was a date already established. The First Superior Court of Justice granted an amparo of guarantees to Daniel Ochi Diaz, investigated for alleged money laundering in the new business case, and ordered the Third Criminal Court to annul all proceedings in the first preliminary hearing of this case, which was held on the 27th of January. At that hearing, Judge Baloisa Martinez decreed the procedural break with respect to Ochi and decided that his case would be taken separately from the rest of the defendants. But the first court in a ruling under the presentation of Judge Melina Elisa Robertson states that the procedural departure could not be applied. The first phase of Line 3 of the Panama Metro will have 12 stations and not 14 as initially designed. The cost building a tunnel for the monorail to cross the Panama Canal Channel, leaving aside the idea of using the fourth bridge, increased the cost of the project awarded by $2,844 million to the Korean consortium HPH joint venture. In the Panama Metro, they reported that at this stage, the construction of 12 stations has been considered, leaving the forecast to facilitate the construction of two stations in the future to complement the capacities of the Vista Alegre and Arihan stations. Don't really know why they decided not to put the train on the bridge. It'd be much better. Tourists would have loved that, wouldn't they? The equipment of the operating rooms of the Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute of the City of Health and Social Security Fund is advancing at a good pace. Two angiographs have already been installed of the six that were planned to have in this facility. Senor Gonzalez, who was talking about this, stressed that six angiographers will be installed, four that will be separate and two that will be in the hybrid operating rooms. Now, with hybrid operating theatres, we have the advantage that if the patient has an injury, it can be operated on without having to be transferred to utilise the equipment. The lack of implementation of a comprehensive plan for waste management in the country led to the number of open-air dumps going from 63 to 80 in about 5 years. In addition, the panorama is contemplated now with a sanitary landfill that is now on our doorsteps. More and more garbage everywhere in the main streets of the capital. The Director of Technical Services, the Urban and Home Cleaning Authority, the AAUD, this is Alfredo Diaz, acknowledged that there is a serious and difficult situation regarding waste management and that high levels of contamination are occurring in Panama. He added that the current management of solid waste is focused on its collection and disposal instead of reduction, reuse, recycling or energy use and composting, said Diaz. Coach Thomas Christiansen reiterated that he never had any doubts about continuing to lead the Panama senior team and the goal is set for 2026. That's what we want. Goals. Good. The Panamanian Soccer Federation, FEPAFUT, made this Monday the formal announcement of the continuity of Christiansen as coach of the 11th major. Now, it says here the coach reiterated that the soccer and technical quality in Panama is good, but you have to work on that material and invest. If you don't invest, it's very difficult to progress, no matter how much you want and hope you have. There we go. That's it. That's the local news. Let's say those stories. We'll look at in more detail a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. Lynyrd Skynyrd and Good Thing. Before that, it was David Guetta and Sia and Let's Love. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 14 minutes. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock. Top of the hour, we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. Plenty of great music, of course, going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Like this one from Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Hollywood Nights.
Him along that golden beach.
soul. She had been born with a face that would let her get away. He saw that face and he lost all control. That morning he woke up alone. He spent all night staring down at the lights of LA, wondering if he could ever go home.
There's a great rave from the grave, isn't it? Bob Seger there in the Silver Bullet Band and Hollywood Nights. Right, what we've got to say still on this morning's program, no guests during the course of this morning. My appointments department has confirmed for me this morning. We're 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock, but we do have our usual bits and pieces. We will be talking to Ingrid and our intrepid outdoor reporters, Everyday Story of Country Folk, and Yasmin as well a bit later on this morning. So all is good, and we were just talking, we're looking out the studio window, and there's definitely a bit of improvement today, and no rain yet, but we'll be checking on the weather probably in around about 30 minutes time, something like that. And by the way, if you've got a piece of music you'd like us to play, just drop us a little note. You can do that, that's easy enough. I'll tell you how you can do it, because I've got a little thing here to tell you. You just have to do this. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that dial.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a time. I am now. last flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home.
Water falling down outside your head. You do your best to turn the tide, but can't forget everything he said. The pressure's getting far too great. Watch the water falling down like a neon in your head.
call and everything he said. You've lost the fight for love today. Your dreams are shattered, thrown away. What do you do when your love breaks up? Do you fall apart like a buttercup? Forget about tomorrow. Surround yourself with sorrow. What do you do when your love breaks up? Do you fall apart like a buttercup? Forget about tomorrow. Surround yourself with sorrow. Ooh. What do you do when your love breaks up? Do you fall apart like a buttercup? Forget about tomorrow. Surround yourself with sorrow.
Well, there we go. That's two in a row. That's Cilla Black and Surround Yourself with Sorrow. And preceding that, of course, that was Elton John, or Sir Elton John, and that was Rocket Man. Time on The Breakfast Show to do this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, and if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just about a minute and a half after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. It is, by the way, it is Tuesday, if you're just sort of opening those sleepy eyes. It is Tuesday and it is the 21st of June. And by the way, that is, what is today? It's summer solstice. It is indeed. Beginning of summer, but we don't know anything about that, really, because it never changes here, does it? Right, let's take a look at some of the international news for today. Summer solstice. Russia has summoned the European Union's ambassador in Moscow on Tuesday, fuming over a rail blockade that has halted shipments of many basic goods to a Russian outpost on the Baltic Sea, the latest standoff over sanctions imposed over the war in Ukraine. On the ground in eastern Ukraine, Russia's separatist proxies said that they were advancing towards Kiev's main battlefield bastion. A Ukraine official described a lull in fighting there as the calm before the storm. And one of President Vladimir Putin's top allies warned Lithuania on Tuesday that Russia would respond to a halt in the transit of EU sanctioned goods to the exclave of Kaliningrad in such a way that the citizens of the NATO and EU member would feel the pain. With East-West relations at a half-century low over Russia's February the 24th invasion of Ukraine, Lithuania banned the transit of goods sanctioned by the European Union through Lithuanian territory and to and from the exclave, citing EU sanction rules. European Union leaders are set to keep pressure high on Russia at a summit this week when they will underline that work continues on sanctions according to a draft document, with gold being considered for a possible next round. The EU has adopted six packages of sanctions against Russia and Belarus since the start of the invasion of Ukraine in February, but several sectors, including gas, remain largely untouched as EU governments try to carefully avoid measures that could damage their economy more than Russia's. Denmark will keep its fleet of F-16 fighter jets operational 3 years longer than planned amid a heightened security threat from Russia, the country's defence minister Morten Bødskov said on Monday. And the NATO country will spend 1.1 billion Danish crowns, that's about $156 million, to keep its F-16s flying until 2027. Denmark agreed in 2016 to buy a fleet of F-35 Lightning fighter jets from Lockheed Martin, with a plan to retire its F-16s in 2024. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said on Monday that there was no point having any nuclear arms reduction talks with the United States and that Moscow should wait until the Americans begged for negotiations. Russia and the United States, by far the world's biggest nuclear powers, have negotiated a series of major strategic nuclear arms reduction treaties since Ronald Reagan came to power in 1981. A small Chinese study detailed in the Lancet Infectious Diseases Journal showed that neutralizing antibodies against some Omicron subvariants were largely undetectable after two doses of Sinopharm. This is a COVID-19 vaccine with a booster shot, only partially restoring them. The study comes as China, which has approved only locally developed COVID shots, including the Sinopharm vaccine, strives to improve vaccine rates, maintaining a dynamic zero-COVID policy aimed at eradicating all outbreaks, while many countries have adopted an approach of learning to live with the virus. South Korea's second test launch of its domestically produced Nuri rocket successfully placed several satellites in orbit on Tuesday, officials said, taking a major step in efforts to jumpstart its space program after a first test failed last year. And Britain's in the midst of a rail strike, in fact the biggest rail strike in 30 years. It kicked off today, Tuesday, as tens of thousands of staff walked out in dispute over pay and jobs that could pave the way for widespread industrial action across the economy in coming months. Some of the more than 40,000 rail workers who are due to strike on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday gathered at picket lines from dawn, leaving the network at a standstill and major stations deserted. The London Underground metro system was also mostly closed due to a separate strike. Dmitry Muratov, the co-winner of the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize and the editor of one of Russia's last major independent newspapers, auctioned off his Nobel medal, and he got a record $103.5 million to aid children displaced by the war in Ukraine. All proceeds from the auction, which coincided with the World Refugee Day on Monday, will benefit UNICEF's humanitarian response for Ukraine's displaced children heritage auctions, which conducted the sale in New York, said in a statement. Elon Musk's transgender daughter has filed a request to change her name in accordance with her new gender identity, and because, quote, I no longer live with him or wish to be related to my biological father in any way, shape or form. The petition for both a name change and a new birth certificate reflecting her new gender identity was filed with the Los Angeles County Superior Court in Santa Monica in April. It came to light recently in some online media reports. So that's some things in the local news the international news for this morning. Local news will be at 8 and 9 o'clock. And at the bottom of the hour, around about 7:30, we'll take a look at some of the international business news for today.
I need a lover to keep me sane. Pull me from hell, bring me back again. Play me the classics, something romantic. Giving my all when I don't even have it. I always dreamed of a solemn face. Someone who feels like a holiday. But now I'm in pieces, barely believing. Starting to think that I've lost all feeling. You can't
looking at the blue on a rainy night. No light. I tell you how I almost died. Why you're bringing me back to life? I just wanna live in this world forever. Cause I'm afraid that living couldn't get any better. Started giving up on the world forever. Till you gave up heaven so we could be together. Counting the tattoos on your skin. Tell me a secret, and baby I'll keep it. And maybe we can play house for the weekend. Looking at the blue on a rainy night. No lie, I'll tell you how I almost died. Why you're bringing me back to life.
Show with Jerry D.
Ain't enough to say that I think of you. Words can never do the things that I need them to. Tell me when I get more than a dream of you. Cause a dream is just a dream. I don't wanna see.
there we go, two in a row. We started off with Troy Sivan and Angel Baby, and that was followed on Jessie Ware. I like that one. That's called Spotlight. Time on the Breakfast Show was 16 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock, of course. We're going to take one more piece of music. When we come back, we're going to take a look and see what's happening with the weather. Whether or not you should venture out today. Top Loader, Breathe.
A friend I had once told me, such an unusual story. I'm a man who did breathe in, but never did breathe out. This tale reminds me of you. Though a different sheet I blew, you cannot always take and never give. This is not how to live. You gotta breathe. Aggression lesson, messing up your mind. You gotta breathe.
And you know what, I don't know about you, but I found it really sort of quite interesting that you really do need to breathe. It's amazing. It always helps, doesn't it? Let's take a look at the weather forecast for today. We're going to start over there in Costa Riva in the province of Colón. We're looking at temperature-wise, we're looking at maximum temperature at 29 degrees Celsius with a minimum of 24 degrees. 34 degrees is the thermal sensation. And 81% is their relative humidity. A chance for a few showers over there this morning with isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And tonight is going to be cloudy. Let's move over to this side of the isthmus, to West Panama. 30 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature, with 23 the minimum. 35 degrees, the thermal sensation, with 76% relative humidity. A few showers during the course of this morning. Those isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And partially cloudy to night. And moving along to the metropolitan area, where we're sitting right now. And we got 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 24 the minimum, 35 the thermal sensation, and 80% relative humidity. Obviously pretty much the same as just down the road in West Panama. Isolated showers during the course of this morning and this afternoon. Tonight we're back to, well, it will be cloudy. Now let's take a move out to the Perlis Islands, out into the Gulf of Panama. 29 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature, 24 the minimum. Thermal sensation at 35 degrees Celsius, and their relative humidity for them is reasonable at 84%. Few showers during the course of the morning, isolated showers in the afternoon and tonight as well. So there we are. Let's move on to maritime conditions for today, or maritime issues, starting off with the tides on the Pacific Ocean, as we like to. Low tide was at 3:10 this morning, and that was 0.55 of a meter. High tide, that will be at 9:32 this morning, and that's going to be 4.66 meters. And low tide, that will be 3:46 in the afternoon, 0.79 of a meter. And the last high tide, that'll be just before 10 o'clock tonight, 9:59 to be precise, and that'll be 4.24 meters, the high tide. On the Caribbean, we got low tide, that was at 12:42 this morning, and that was 0.06 of a meter. High tide was at 6 o'clock this morning, 0.21 of a meter. Low tide, again, that'll be 12:49, and that'll be minus 0.12 of a meter. And the last high tide, 7:54 tonight, making our way up to 8 o'clock, and that'll be 0.27 of a meter. So there we go. There's your tides for today. Now let's take a look at the sort of sea conditions. Starting off on the Caribbean, we're looking at good conditions. No advisory for this morning. Winds, well, just a little breeze, really. 2 to 4 kilometres an hour, no more. And that'll be coming from the southeast, and the waves will be at 2 feet. That's for this morning. In the afternoon, good conditions are prevailing. We've got winds picking up very, very slightly. 6 to 12 kilometres an hour from the north-northwest in the afternoon. Waves at 2 feet. Now, on the Pacific, we have good conditions. No advisory here. Again, very light winds, 2 to 8 kilometres an hour coming from the west, and waves will just be at 1 foot. In the afternoon, again, good conditions, and 2 to 10 kilometres an hour winds. Nothing changing there, really. South-southeasterly direction in the afternoon, and the waves, well, they are going to remain at, they can remain at 1 foot. All right, so there it is. There's your weather for this morning.
Sneaking,
There we go. That is Rapata and Adele Ron there, and Captain of Your Ship. Right, let's say a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou. She was with us bright and breezy this morning. Also, a very good morning to Ashley. He's just dropped us a little note. And he says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and your faithful listeners worldwide. Have a beautiful day. The weather is wicked. Asked if we could play this one for you. It's Maxi Priest and Close to You.
She was a Jezebel, this Brixton queen, living the life like a backstreet dream, telling the lies when the truth was clear. I think she knew what I wanted to hear. Spin them around like a wheel on fire, walking on tightrope and love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at. There's no escaping me. I just wanna be close. I'm lying in the midnight hour, holding you just like a dream. Love is never what it seems. When we touch and you're holding me the way you do, girl, you make my dreams come true. You make my dreams come true.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alóricapanamá.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Time on the breakfast show, 28 minutes, and that is before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news for you, don't forget, top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Right now we're going to take a look at some of the international business news for this morning. European shares opened higher on Tuesday, recovering slightly from last week's 17-month lows as the sell-off paused, but major central banks' rate hike plans and global recession risks kept investors cautious. World stocks have edged higher so far this week, recovering from last week's sharp sell-off, which saw global equities tumble to their lowest since November of 2020. As expectations for central bank policy tightened to combat high inflation, prompted investors to ditch risky assets. And to 7:50 GMT on Monday, the MSCI World Equity Index, which tracks shares in 50 countries, was up 0.5% on the day. Europe's Stock 600 was up 1%, and London's FTSE 100 was up 0.6%. Still, analysts expected the bounce back to be short-lived. Timothy Graf, head of macro strategy for EMEA at State Street Global Markets, said that the move higher was likely a result of markets being oversold in recent weeks and relief that event risks such as the Bank of Japan and Swiss National Bank meetings have passed. I think it's a pause in what is still a trend where you have this rising probability of slowing growth, high inflation, stagflation potentially outcome, he said. Equity markets and the earnings prospects for corporates, I don't think, have really taken that on board. Earlier in the session, the Reserve Bank of Australia's Governor Philip Lowe signalled more rate hikes increases and said that inflation was expected to reach 7% by the end of the year. Oil prices rose on Tuesday on high summer fuel demand, while supplies remained tight because of sanctions on Russian oil after its invasion of Ukraine. Brent crude rose 1.16 or 1.14%. That's 1.61, $1.61 or 1.4% to $115.74 a barrel. This was by 8:25 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude for July, which expires later on Tuesday, that rose $2.29 or 2.1% to $111.85. The macroactive WTI contract for August was up $2.48 at $110.47 a barrel. Shipping companies are transforming rust buckets into gold mines in a modern-day alchemy that could fuel already rampant inflation for years to come. The disruption to world trade caused by pandemic lockdowns and a shortage of new cargo vessels has pushed freight rates for aging container ships to record highs. Cashing in on the boom, shipping firms are locking in long-term leases lasting 3 to 4 years, which means consumers could carry on paying the price for the surge in costs until hundreds of new ships on order come into service. Now, take the Synergy Oakland, a mid-sized vessel flagged in Cyprus that can carry more than 4,200 20-foot steel containers. Greek firm Euroseas bought it in 2019 for $10 million when it was already a decade old. As world trade spiraled into chaos last year, it raked in $21 million in just over 100 days, the highest daily freight rate in history for a ship of its size. It squeezed in more short-term charter earning, around $10 million in the space of 2 months, before going out on a four-year lease for $61 million in May, a six-fold return in itself on the purchase price 3 years ago. Global airlines are grappling with a double whammy from the rare combination of a strong US dollar and high oil prices at a time when broad inflationary pressures and worker shortages are also placing pressure on the pandemic-hit industry's recovery. The oil price and the US dollar typically have an inverse relationship, so that when one is high, the other is low, helping to even out the financial impact on airlines that operate in other currencies. Former Tesla Inc. employees have filed a lawsuit against the US electric car company, alleging its decision to carry out a mass layoff violated federal law, as the company did not provide advance notice of the job cuts. The lawsuit was filed late on Sunday in Texas by two workers who said that they were terminated from Tesla's Gigafactory plants in Sparks. This is in Nevada in June. According to the suit, more than 500 employees were terminated at the Nevada factory. The workers allege the company failed to adhere to federal laws on mass layoffs that require a 60-day notification period under the Worker Adjustment and Retaining Notification Act, according to the lawsuit. They are seeking class action status for all former Tesla employees throughout the United States who were laid off in May or June without notice. And that's it. Those are some of the things in the local news for you this morning, brought to you here on the Breakfast Show. And yeah, I'm just looking at the prices, you know, the amount of costs involved there with these ships. Absolutely incredible. Wish I still had mine, which is only a little oil tanker. Well, that's it. There we are. That's some of the things in the international news for you this morning, brought to you on this morning's Breakfast Show.
I shook you up.
There we go. Yes, Human League and Don't You Want Me, Baby. I tell you what, something that came out, this was last week, in actual fact, when Joe Biden was talking about some things that increased prices, increased the situation we're in. And this is what he said.
Prices are so high. Well, there are a number of reasons having to do with Putin's war in Ukraine, disruption caused by the pandemic. But one of the factors affecting prices is this. 9 major shipping companies consolidated into 3 alliances control the vast majority of ocean shipping in the world. And each of these 9 is foreign owned. During the pandemic, these carriers increased their prices by as much as 1,000%. 1,000%. While families and businesses struggled around the world, these carriers made $190 billion in profit in 2021, 7 times higher than the year before. 7 times higher than the year before. And they raked in the profits. And the cost got passed on, as you might guess, directly to the consumers. Sticking it to American families and businesses because they could. You want to know why prices are so high? Well, there are a number of reasons having to do with Putin's war in Ukraine.
And there we are. That's what was said. That's just fitting in with the story this morning about the price of freight, how much that little ship, all the old ships are being kept online. UB40, light my fire.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that.
UB40 and Light My Fire. 30 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Good morning to Renee. Renee dropped me a little note here. Says, and she dropped me a little picture and a link to a video, which I can't look at right now, but we'll have a look at later on. It says here, the pumpkin toad's miniature size makes it a lousy hopper. I know a hopper. And she says, good morning, check out these miniature frogs I saw on the news this morning. And she said, watch the video, I'll watch it later on, in the article. It says here, poor things. So please play Van Halen and Jump. That might give them a little bit of a boost. Go, yes, that is Van Halen and Jump, giving those little froggies a bit of support. Don't you think so? Why not? Right, let me see if I can get this one up here. Yeah, here we go. I got a request in from Mary Lou this morning. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. And she says, good day to everybody. Could you please play? Now, this is a track that I remember playing and playing and playing when I worked on a radio station back when this came out. It's Booker T and the MGs and Green Onions, which reminds me, I went to the grocery store yesterday. I couldn't believe, firstly, the onions were in really such bad condition. It was, hard, very difficult to find one to buy. No broccoli. There was no broccoli. And I said, you know, where's the broccoli? He said, no, we don't have any. We've got no broccoli. First time in 30 years. Because I know it's one of these things, isn't it? You go to a restaurant in Panama, and if ever they offer you vegetables, it's always broccoli. Well, there ain't any. So there we go. But tell you what, we've got green onions. Brilliant. What a great choice, Mary Lou. Oh gosh, it was good to hear that one again. Green Onions, an instrumental composition recorded in 1962 by Booker T with the MGs, and it's been described as one of the most popular instrumental rock and roll songs ever, and as one of the most popular R&B instrumentals of its era. And it's that rippling Hammond M3 organ line by Booker T. Jones. That's absolutely brilliant. He wrote that, by the way, when he was 17, although the actual recording was largely improvised in the studio. The sound of those old Hammond organs, absolutely amazing. I remember going to a little concert once, and they had the Hammond organ. You used to get this vibrato sound coming from it. You know, they used to do that. They had this big speaker in the middle of the organ, and it literally used to spin. And that's how he got that sound. Ah, they don't make them like that anymore, do they? They're all electronic these days. We're making our way up to 3 minutes before 8 o'clock. And taking us there, I tell you what we've got to take us. So we've got this one, I've got no volume on there. No, it's gone. Okay, so I'll move over to got that one I played before. Don't go away. I've got this one. Jennifer Rush.
Down with your broken wings. Give me your love and Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Our time tonight, girl. Above us, all the stars are watching. There's no place I'd rather be in this world. Your eyes are where I'm lost in. Underneath the chandelier, we're dancing all alone. But
Can you feel it?
It's warming up.
Can you feel it?
It's warming up.
Can you feel it, baby?
It's
warming up. Oh, seems like you're ready for more, more, more. Let's just kiss till we're naked. Ooh, Versace.
Those two, Bruno Mars and Versace on the floor. Followed on there, Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, Fall on the Hill. And I tell you what, I can remember that vividly because it was off of an album, the same name, Fall on the Hill. And it came out in 1968. And I remember when I was out in Singapore, living out there, I got hold of a copy of the album. It was absolutely a brilliant album, some great tracks on there. Scarborough Fair, Simon and Garfunkel cover, and it's some brilliant, some great tracks on there. And it's called that one, that cover of Fall on the Hill. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are making our way to, we are exactly 23 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And I think it's probably that time when we went and checked in with Ingrid, didn't you?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, the birds are a-singing this morning. Cock-a-doodle-doo and sweet, 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 tweet, tweet, tweet. Yeah, the minute I stop talking. There you go. You can hear them in the background. Yeah, we got the birds this morning. Yeah, they're singing the song of their people. Kind of like what the cats do late at night when they're singing the song of their people. They're telling me their whole history or their old kistory. Kitty cat kistory. But it's a beautiful morning. And the birds are singing like crazy. It's divine out here. Another fresh day. Cool this morning. Very cool and crisp again. Looking forward to seeing my plants grow. My gardener chopped a bunch of stuff down last week and he stuck it in the ground. You know what they say? If you want to grow a garden in Panama, just stick something in the ground. Doesn't matter what you stick in the ground, it's going to grow. Because it does. It grows. My father, when he came and visited and we were driving around, I think we were driving to Boquete or David or something like that. He kept saying, all of those fence posts, they're not fence posts, they're trees. I said, no, Father, they're actually a fence post that they've cut and they put in the ground and nailed their barbed wire up against. But then they started to grow. He's like, everything grows here. I was like, yeah, pretty much. We have a wonderful volcanic soil here ourselves, which can grow just about anything and or everything. And I'm growing kitty cats! Yay! Kitty cats! Now I got 1, 2, 3, 4 of them drinking water out of the fountain. Yee-haw! And one of them saying, please let me in. I'm hoping that the birds kind of like stay out of the yard a little bit because these cats are quite the mousers. But what do you call them when they catch a bird? They're not a mouser. When they catch a mouse, they're a mouser. When they catch a bird, I don't know. Birds are cool. And they do sing a song of their people. Well, it's a beautiful day. Going to take a drive into the city. Got some things to do. Got some work to do. Clients to take care of. Hope you guys stay off the road so I don't have any drink. Okay? I appreciate it when you all do that for me. All right. You guys, keep safe. Keep washing your hands. I'm still washing my hands. I know people are still getting COVID. Mild cases, thank God, but they are still getting it. So be careful out there. All right. And back to you in the studio.
Big thank you to Ingrid for her report this morning. Nice to know the birds are out and about. That, of course, was Bob Marley, Three Little Birds. A couple more for her collection. If Paradise is Half as Nice. Enjoy.
Paradise is half as nice as heaven meant to.
There we go. Amen Corner. And if paradise is half as nice. Breakfast show time. We're 28 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going to be checking in with Yasmin in a little while. We'll take a look at some of the things that some of the things that she's been digging around, because I know that she likes to have a look and see what's happening. Also, Born on This Day in Music will no doubt have a couple of tracks of that as well. Right, now back to the music. How many of you recognise this one? Theme tune to which programme? It's on Netflix.
Take a little walk to the edge of the town and go across the track where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Wrap you in his arms, tell you that you've been a good boy. He'll rekindle all the dreams that took you a lifetime to destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. You don't owe no money, get you some. You don't have no car, get you one. Self-respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand. Hey buddy, I'm warning you to turn it off. He's a ghost.
non-stopping cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.
I do like that. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Red Right Hand. Do you know what series it came from? If you haven't watched it, it's worth watching, I can tell you that. Peaky Blinders. Enjoying that. I only started watching it fairly recently. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just coming down 22 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, don't forget we do have it again for you at 9 this morning. That's a lullaby. Put you to sleep. That's the cure. here on this morning's breakfast show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are making our way to 18 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. I'm going to take a little rummage around the internet, see what I can find for you. Looking, trying to look at some of the tech stories for this morning. Let's see, there was one here that I thought was quite interesting. Hold on just a second, because I want to just scroll down to here. Vacations, if you have a little bit of information on vacations, look a little different for tech billionaires executives, apparently. It says industry moguls like Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson spend their vacations cruising on yachts, visiting their own private islands and frequenting national parks. Don't we all? And let me see, we've got Amazon's probe into cloud units culture ended with no evidence of systematic or system-wide discriminatory practices, according to a leaked memo. And part of a study, this is the one that I was thinking was quite interesting. As part of a study, 18 people spent a week working in the metaverse. Yep. Two dropped out after just a few hours wearing the VR headsets, while the rest of the reported feeling more anxious and frustrated by the end. Well, for me, it sounds a little bit more like golf. Seal on the Breakfast Show.
In a little tent, and oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change's gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too. But I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. So now I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gonna come. I said I know.
song.
Yeah.
Exactly. The house is not a home. Originally, a 1964 ballad, it was recorded by Dionne Warwick and written by the team of Burt Bacharach and Hal David. It was for the 1964 film of the same name, starring Shelley Winters and Robert Taylor. It was a modest hit in the United States for Dionne Warwick, peaking at 71 on the pop singles chart, as the B-side of the top 40 single, You'll Never Get to Heaven If You Break My Heart. Another version of the song by Brooke Benton, which was the version which actually appeared in the film, was released at nearly the same time. It debuted 2 weeks earlier on the Billboard Hot 100, and Benton's version split airplay with Dionne Warwick's and ultimately peaked at number 75. Dionne Warwick's version of A House Is Not Home fared better in Canada for her, where it topped the top 40 hit, peaking at number 37. And the ballad also made the R&B top 100 in Cashbox in by both Warwick and Benton, with neither artist specified as bestseller. Now, despite its modest initial success, the song did go on to achieve greater renown through frequent recordings by other artists, including the hit version that we just played, which was released in 1981 by Luther Vandross. We'll just make our way to 6 minutes before 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Peacefully falling away. I wonder how many of you recognize that backbeat on that one. The rodeo mix of Love to Love, if I remember rightly, by Donna Summer. We'll just make our way up to the top of the hour. Tell you, just looking, I was taking a little rummage at some of the other news headlines this morning. And it says here, five young people on Tuesday file a lawsuit. And this is against 12 European governments, believe it or not, over an international pact that allows fossil fuel investors to sue countries for taking action to tackle climate change. Really is a strange world we live in, isn't it? Everybody's trying to tackle climate change. In fact, there's a thing down here, another one. More than half of Mexico is currently facing moderate to severe drought conditions, according to the Federal Water Commission, CONAGUA, amid extreme heat that scientists blame on climate change. But don't worry about it. Let's let all these people just put their head in the sand and ignore what's going on. It's incredible, isn't it? We're facing a real, real problem. And there's a pact that says that investors in fossil fuels can sue countries for taking action to tackle climate change. I think I'm going to go and have a lie down.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Oh.
you walk by the good ones, 'cause you're trying too hard to see them. And sometimes you don't find the right lines, 'cause you're trying too hard to hear them. But you know what it feels like, 'cause you're like me, and you won't ever till an old time lover. There's nothing else is good enough. I want an old time lover to find me. Days you're too set in your ways, and you forget to shut up and listen. Some days you just have to misplace all your mistakes somewhere that you will miss them. Stop lying, but you're fine, 'cause you're like me. You can't keep up till an old time love, 'cause nothing else is good enough. I want an old time love to find. I don't believe that it's a failing. I don't believe that it's a fall. 'Cause if everything were plain sailing, oh, tell me what would there be left to its all. But I know there's nothing else is good enough. Want an old time love to find me. Want an old time love, 'cause nothing else is good enough. Want an old time love to find me.
There we go. Two beautiful love songs. Carpenters was the first of those two, and all you get from love is a love song. And we were young there, and all-time love. All right, we're going to take one more piece of music, then we'll hop along and see how Yasmin's getting on. I know we do have a couple of tracks from Born This Day in Music, so that's all coming up. So we'll be back in just a minute after this one. Change. Charlie Puth.
Why are we looking down on our sisters and brothers? Isn't love all that we got? Don't we know everyone's got a father and mother? The day we know we're all the same together, we can make that change.
Look around, there are too many of us crying, and not enough love to go round.
Oh,
what a waste, another day, another good one dying.
But I know that the world will change the day we know we're all the same.
Change, yeah.
Why can't we?
would be to deny somebody of a chance to be their self. What a waste it would be if we hurt for nothing. But I know that the world can change the day we know we're all the same.
Nice, yes, Charlie Puth there, and James, and say, can you? That was Charlie Puth. Do you recognise the other voice? It was the voice of James Taylor. Right, it's time to take that little wander down the corridor. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hello. Good morning.
How are we this morning?
Oh, very nice.
I'm a bit frustrated.
Why?
I keep having trouble with my mices and things and moving things around, and like my one of the decks keep changing. It's all very confusing. Yes.
Okay.
Old age. Anyway, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. Yeah. At home. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I felt better for a bit of exercise.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah. So congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you.
And what do you got planned for today?
Well, tonight is the... We're going to celebrate the anniversary of Ser TV.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's their 30th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if you can get us a job, shall we? Should we go over there and work, shall we?
Yeah, so we're going to do that.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Where are they celebrating that?
Here at Pacific Center.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, lovely. I will enjoy.
Oh, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just stay home, as usual,
mm-hmm.
working. Don't worry about me. I'll be all right. Yes, I'm surprised you're not going to a movie while you're there as well.
I know. Not tonight.
Okay. Now, you've been rummaging around
mm-hmm.
for this day in music. Couple of good tracks.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Today was born in 1937. Jerry Keller. American pop singer and songwriter Jerry Keller, who scored the 1959 UK number 1 and US number 14 single, Here Comes Summer. Keller went on to be the number 1 call vocalist for television jingles throughout the 1970s.
That's an old one, yes.
Ah, that was from yesterday.
I'm thinking, oh dear, where have I got? I haven't got that one on here.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just panicking. I mean, not only do I have a problem with my mouse.
I don't know why the email showed me that. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Today, in 1936, was O.C. Smith, American musician who had the 1968 UK US number one single, Little Green Apples, and the 1968 UK number 2 single, The Son of Hickory Hollers Trump.
Little For the path was deep and wide, from footsteps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp. And late at night, a hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Hollow's tramp. Yeah, the weeds were high, the corn was dry, when Daddy took to drinking. Him and Sally Walker, they up and ran away. Then Mama shed a silent tear and promised 14 children. I swear you'll never see a holy day. When Mama sacrificed the pride, the neighbors started talking. But we were much too young to understand the things they said. All we really cared about was Mama's chicken dumplings and a good night kiss before we went to bed. Oh, you know the path was deep and wide, from footsteps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned the scarlet lamp. And late at night a hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Hollow's tramp. When Daddy left and destitution came upon our family, not one neighbor volunteered to lend a helping hand. So just let them gossip all they want. She loved us and she raised us. The proof is standing here, a full-grown man. Last summer, Mama passed away and left the ones who loved her. Each and every one is more than grateful for their birth. And each Sunday, she receives a big bouquet of 14 roses with a card that reads, "The greatest mom on earth." Whoa, you know the path was deep and wide, from footsteps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned the scarlet lamp. And late at night, a hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Hollow's tramp.
There we go, Ozzy Smith and Son of Hickory Hollow's Tramp. You recognise that one?
No.
No, don't you know it? I don't think I played it very often. Mm. But yeah, that's a good order. Yes, I remember it, needless to say.
Mm. That's good.
What else have you got, Yes?
Okay, the second one was Chris Britton. He was born in 1945.
Mm-hmm.
Guitarist with English garage rock band, The Trucks, who had the 1966 US number 1 and UK number 2 single Wild Thing, and the hits With a Girl Like You and Love Is All Around.
Mm. You know, what's interesting about that, they call it garage.
Uh-huh, yeah. Why?
Well, because it never existed in the 1960s. That sort of phrase never came until much, much later.
What and never existed? The garage?
The garage, yeah. Well, they called garage sound or whatever it was. Yeah.
Ah.
But, no, they certainly weren't one of the garage sounds. And and who was in the original lineup? Reg Presley, Ronnie Bond, Pete Staples, Tony Murray, Richard Moore, David Wright, Colin Fletcher, Joe Burt, and David. They've gone quite a few people. You know why? Because
mm-hmm.
they started in 1964,
mm-hmm.
and they're still performing.
What?
Yeah, I'm from 64 to present, they're still at it.
Wow.
Yeah, see, there's plenty of stamina in us old folk, you know.
Hmm.
Yes. Let's take a listen to this one, With a Girl Like You.
Mm-hmm.
Playing around in the studio there, they were. They called me, because I played that the other day. They called me out on that one. Anyway, that's it. So, yeah, a couple of good ones this morning.
Mm-hmm. I like that one, the second one.
Yeah, yeah. So, I better let you get off and do your thingy.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to rest, haven't you? Be going out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have a nap for me. I should, don't worry, I'll be doing my own. That's not a problem. All right, love, have a great day.
Thank you.
And have a good evening this evening.
Okay, thank you.
All right, all the best. And let's get back to the music with this one. 911. Private number.
I've been loving you, and you've been loving me.
private number. Yasmin?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're still here. That's good. Yes. I was just, because you sent me this to mention. I love these things. Got an Adopt a Fest.
Yeah.
Yes, coming up. But I was looking, look at the picture.
Mm-hmm.
That cat looks as if it wants to kill you.
No, that's a cute one.
It's got big eyes and it's showing its teeth, you know.
No, it looks like it's talking to you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's it saying? Hello. Take me home.
Yes.
Oh, cute picture.
Yes.
So this is a group of Grada.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here, Animal Planet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at Los Andes Mall. Which is Los Andes Mall?
It's in San Miguelito.
Oh, okay.
Very far away from us.
Yeah, I don't go there very often. So Adopt a Fest is coming up. That's going to be this Saturday,
mm-hmm.
25th of June,
mm-hmm.
At Los Andes Mall,
mm-hmm.
from 10 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
in the Red Plaza.
Exactly.
Of Los Andes Mall. And go along and find your new best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah,
I love these things. The thing is, the only trouble I have,
mm-hmm.
is I think I want to take them home.
Yes, all
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah. Oh, come with me. You'll be all right. Lala the parrot won't be very happy, but that's probably what that cat's looking at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that cat's probably looking at Lala.
Oh yeah.
Okay, lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget that. That's the Adopt a Fest group. Grada Radio,
mm-hmm.
has put in that on Adopt a Fest Saturday, 25th of June, Los Andes Mall, from 10 o'clock in the morning at the Red Plaza. And you can go along there and find a new best friend.
Exactly.
First, I should go and find a new best friend.
Do you think?
My best friend's over in the UK. He's always over there now.
Aww.
I'll go and get a dog and call it Neil too.
Don't forget, I want a cat.
You want a cat?
For the studio.
For the studio? Oh, what's that? Oh, I know what I did. I just... I can't hear anything, so I just pulled my headphone socket out. Oh, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise... I can't hear what Yasmin's saying. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you are. You're still here. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I nearly wasn't. So you want a cat in the studio?
Oh, yes.
Well, you can. If you had a cat, you could bring it in, you know, each morning.
No.
You could put it in a little bag like people do with their chihuahuas.
No.
I want to see somebody that does that with a Great Dane.
Oh.
I'm going to stuff a Great Dane in a bag and take it around with you.
Yeah, yeah, that would be fun. I mean, if I will have a cat, I will go everywhere with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's so nice.
Okay. You still got Ian. He goes everywhere with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this.
For now, yes.
Oh, yes. Thanks a lot for that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, let's remind everybody, because from today till Friday, Frank's Place, they got their after office.
Mm-hmm.
This is from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. It's 2-for-1 drinks, national beers, sangria, mojitos, margaritas, caipirinhas, house wines and spirits. You can follow them on Instagram at Frank's Place Panama. And they are over there in Costa del Este. If you come off Costa del Este, take the immediate right turn when you come off. And that's Plaza Downtown. And you will find Frank's Place there. So you follow them at Frank's Place Panama, or if you want more information, make a reservation, give them a call on 394-6998. Yeah, something for everybody to do after work, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
very
but
nice.
You're busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, let's get back to the music. And what have we got for you? Oh, thank you very much. A lot of applause.
From Hart, Anne and Nancy Wilson.
She's buying a
to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In the tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven.
Oh, what a brilliant version. That is Stairway to Heaven. And that was for the tribute that they did for Led Zeppelin. And that was Nancy Wilson and Ann Wilson together there. Absolutely brilliant. Taking us to the top of the hour, it's a band on the run. Paul McCartney and Wings. Paul McCartney and Wings and Band on the Run, which has meant that we have run out of time. They spent it all. And that's it for another morning. For our Tuesday morning, it is the 21st of June. We're whipping our way through June, aren't we? And let's say our thank yous for this morning. Big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for Everyday Story of Country Folk. And Yasmin for this day in music. She's going off to have a busy little day today, which is all rather nice. Of course, she does everything else here in the studio. She makes all the appointments. She does all the social media. She does everything, which enables me to just sit here and do very little, play music and chat. So big thanks to Yasmin. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby. Gets a lot of our background information for us for the program over there in the United Kingdom. The boys and girls of Group of Grada keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, our advertisers, and our sponsors. And if you want to join us, be one of those. You can always give us a WhatsApp on 677-18822, 677-18822. Or you can give a call on 223-5162, 223-5162, and Yasmin will be able to take your calls. And that's it then till tomorrow morning. And you know what I say about tomorrow morning. Yes, 6 o'clock, I'll be here with you. And what I want you to do is be very, very careful. I want you to do whatever it is you're doing today with care, because 6 o'clock tomorrow I want to be talking to you. Remember, I don't want to be talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.